number 2025-00060. Modulus Architects, Bridie Clark, agents for Teresa Constantinidis, request the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lot track 1A, 3, 2, UNM Gibson Commercial District, Gibson Tracks. Subject site is zoned MXM. It's located at 1401 Gibson Boulevard Southeast and contains approximately 1.2968 acres in area. Is there a member of the applicant team joining us this morning?
Good morning, Mr. Williams.
Good morning. How are you, ma'am?
I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Let me swear you in, and then if you'll give us your name and mailing address for the record, I'll give you an opportunity to tell us about where we are on this proposal, okay?
Thank you.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Hearing Officer. This is Angela Porowski with Modulus Architects. I do apologize in advance. We meant to ask this item be withdrawn from today's agenda. Quite frankly, we were so focused on our other case that I forgot to send that over. So I apologize. If it is acceptable at this point, we would like to request a deferral with no scheduled date. We are working with the ownership group to work through this platting action. And so we're just not prepared to get this back on the agenda yet.
Okay. Mr. Rodenbeck, saw your hand go up. Let me swear you in, and then I'll give you an opportunity to weigh in. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, please.
Thank you, sir. This is Jay Rodenbeck. Angela, we don't do indefinite deferrals really anymore, but you can push it back as far as you feel like you need to. We just need to have a date of deferral.
Okay, I think a month will probably give us enough opportunity to, let's look here, work through the issues that we're trying to work through with the ownership group. So that would put us, let's see.
March the 11th?
March the 11th, yes.
Okay. Ms. Porowski, give me 1 second here. Let me, before we make a ruling, well, let me ask a question before I even go there. Do you want or need to go over comments from DFT members, or would you rather wait, work on the application, and then come back at that time and get, you know, get testimony from DFT?
Yeah, Mr. Williams, thank you for the opportunity to choose. I think we'd rather wait. There were some inconsistencies in what we were asked to do versus what the client wanted to do. A misunderstanding, I think, in the paperwork. So I think the comments at this point may not even be applicable. So I think it would be better if we, so that I don't waste staff's time, if we could work through the comments and really understand what the client wants and then go from there.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Thank you.
All right. Any members of the public that have a question about the request at this juncture, as stated, the applicant has made a request to defer until March the 11th. Any members of the public with a question on that, please raise your hand or otherwise let us know. Not seeing anybody. All right, Ms. Porowski, thank you so much. As requested, we will defer this item, schedule it for the March 11th DHO meeting, and we'll see you then. All right, thank you, ma'am.